ratio as we log it up. 365 out of 365. Thank you to my dear friends for letting me be, for saying hi, I mean, checking up on me. Thank you to my workmates for the moments, for the efforts in our common goal. And above all, for the lessons. And I am more than grateful to you, my Lord, for everything. I can't stop at that. I am grateful for having my back. I am grateful even for providing, for forgiving, for being caring. I mean, even words can't fit all of this. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for being you with me. For being my God and my Father. I wish words would say it all, but they can't. Thank you. 365 of 365.
Weird how hurt people think about how they might be getting hurt, and out of their traumatizing past, they create scenarios of how things could go wrong. Well, I am one of them. But it's probably not going to be the case. Ask me why. Because I know that when you got hurt, you learned to be careful the next time. And when you failed in that Kabiz, you vowed to work a little harder or even try some better strategies. And when you lost everything, I know you promise yourself to be careful with whom you trust the next time. So how about you stop worrying about all stuff that could go wrong next year or tomorrow? Lean on God, trust Him, because it's got your back. By 2022, that is how the greetings are going now, from now on. And aren't you happy that we can call it a year?
I am.
And it doesn't need to be the best year yet. It still is filled with such a great faithfulness and love from our God, you know. And that is absolutely better than anything else. That is absolutely better than anything else, you know. So happy new year 2023. I wish you all of God's faithfulness, love, grace, goodness, kindness, you know, all of God's grace, favor, all of God's grace, open doors, supernatural miracles. I wish you everything good, you know. And listen, there is so much we have to look forward to in 2023. There is so much we have to look forward to. So don't give up yet. You gotta hope for a better year. And you have to push yourself to the limit that you will do much more than you did last year. So let's just say a word of prayer and then we can kick this off. Right? Good. Our dear Heavenly Father, we worship you and we honor you. We adore you today. And Lord, we acknowledge that, Father, you have been good, you have been kind to us, you have been gracious to us. Oh, it's another year coming in, and there are a lot of things that I would really love to say, but all I can do, Lord, is be grateful. I am grateful for the person that I have become. I am grateful for the journey that you've taken me through. I am grateful because you have been with me through the thick and the thin. I am grateful because I have not lacked. You have been my shepherd for sure. I am grateful, Lord, for every nitty-gritty thing. I am grateful for every big thing. I am grateful, oh God. I am grateful. Words cannot express how much we are grateful to you, oh Lord. Father, this is our year of thanksgiving. For the Father you brought us, oh God. For the things and the deeds that you've done to us, oh Lord. For the much, Lord, you have shown us, oh Lord. For the grace, for the favor, for the kindness, for the mercy. Jesus, how I'm grateful. I am really, really grateful, Lord. And Lord, as we come into another year, I pray for, Lord, that, Lord, may you be glorified with our lives. May you be glorified with our lives, King of Majesty. May you be glorified with our lives, O Lord of God, O Lord of Lords. May you be glorified, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And may the church say amen and amen. Let me show you how we are rolling on today. Hear this. Yeah, yeah.
What you got, Mr. Reddick? We've come a long way. Been through some dark days. We've seen some things change. And we shall overcome. It's been a long night. We need some morning light to get to the other side. We got to keep on finding.
Toby Mark featuring John Reddick will show up and choose love. Such a gem, such a gem. And we are now in 2023. Are you grateful for this? Are you grateful? Because I am. You know, we are now in 2023 and I am grateful for that. You know, one thing about it is that I have decided to be better than I have been this year. By far. I'm a grind real hard this year. I must show up for myself, my close friends, and also choose to love God more. Choose to love myself more and the people around me. That is something I have to try, at least do my best to do it. So, I am really looking forward to 2023. So, cheers, my friends. Cheers to a happy, happy new year, and I wish you all the blessings all the way. I wish you all the blessings all the way. Now, while you are at it, this is our season finale, and you don't have to miss anything that we've been talking about this year. So, have a listen. Um, 2022 has been a really tough year, and I think one of the most interesting parts of it is that I have come to be readjusting my goals. I have come to grow as a person in so many ways. I can't even mention all of them. I've been sharing with you a couple of them, but I've come to grow in so many ways. And I am taking time to close my eyes, to look back at the farther I have come. Listen, I've had a chance to share all of that with you. And I think it's only fair if you would only share that with you. Honestly, close your eyes. Look back to how the year has been. It doesn't take a psychic to know that everything hasn't worked out. But there are things that have worked out. So take time to be grateful for everything that has worked out. And if you did not, take it as a lesson. Because at the end of the day, what lessons are you carrying with you coming 2023? You have to ask yourself that. You have to be honest with yourself about that. Now, let's get into it. Now, I have been super sharing, probably oversharing about my personal life. Do you think that? Okay. But I still think that one of the biggest assumptions that people make and still are making is that everybody saves money. Like, put aside some cash. Up to where I am, I have only survived through making big investments instead of putting away some kind of money in a secret bank account or in like a secret box compartment or something. That has been my savings game. And for this, I really want you to be super honest with yourself. Are you a saver? A serious, consistent, super saver? Saving is biblical. Very biblical. You remember what Joseph did when there was a drought in Egypt? It's very biblical. Guess what? I got motivated to save after hearing the preacher chat recently talk about it. That is just simply money 101. And somehow everybody needs this money lesson. If you don't save, then you are absolutely in big trouble. Because everything that is in the Word of God contains everything that we need for life and godliness. Now, when it comes to financial matters, there are some biblical principles that can make us giants in the money industry. No wonder great people like Miles Monroe spend his life teaching people about money and business. That is not a lesson that we can exclude just because we are Christian. We live by faith, but it doesn't mean we are ignorant of what we are supposed to be doing in the real life. Well, I am coming out of that bandwagon of not saving and ruining my future, my financial future, and I'm hopping into another one of making steps to secure my financial future. If no one thinks about you, then you have to think about it for yourself. If your employer doesn't think about that for you, your future for you, then you have to think about that for yourself. The reason I'm committing to this as my main goal in 2023 is because investing is a good way of saving money. And as I said, I have been using investing as my mode of saving. But the basic saving of 20% of your salary or your incomes is very necessary. So I got myself a goal. I hope to share with you, and I really do hope to share with you the results of this coming to the end of the year 2023. Now, all I'm asking is you wish me luck and you go with me. I'm sharing all of this so that it can also help you. Just 20% of your savings. If you're earning 5K, you just save 20% of it. You have a calculator in your phone, you can do the math. If you are getting 10,000 shillings You can do that if you're earning 20, 30, 40, 100, 50K, a million, 200K, whatever you are earning, is 20% of that amount of money goes to your savings. You have to find, secure your future. You have to have a certain money discipline so that you can be safe. Listen, if you're not in it, I am in it. I am taking this road by myself. And all I'm asking is, wish me luck. I also hope you will make some changes for the sake of your financial well-being. Now, let's get into today's devotional so that we can wrap this up.
Yo, hi there. Someone told me that they can't access our podcast online. I mean, on www.tjembetsu.ke. And now I have some good news. We are available on up to 7 platforms. Do you know that? For example, we are available on Anchor. Just search Mob Radio. We are also available on Spotify. And the good thing about Spotify is that you can download our podcast and re-listen to it later. We are also available on other 5 platforms, including Apple Podcast and also Google Podcast. Well, you know where to find us. No excuses this time.
Welcome to today's devotional. And on today's devotional, I want to say that for the past few weeks, I have been celebrating. I have been giving thanks to God for how 2022 has been. And that's why I've been sharing this mini series about making a dance. And here goes today's piece. A dance in the sand. I know heaven's aware of me and the details of my life. And Lord, I praise you as with strings and music. I put my footsteps in time, or I try to, just to follow you step by step. For you are the desire of my heart. These are not just words and sayings, but whether we are standing with boughs or picking out straws, I declare that you are my happily ever after. You are my 1,000 reasons to love. There most definitely are all these collisions between right and wrong. But I can't count the times I remain faithful. So please, Lord, a dance in the sand. You are my happily ever after. My 1,000 reasons to love. This means the world to me, getting to share my celebration with you. When I was writing this, I never realized how deep it could be. But every line of this piece, or of these pieces, is just divine. It just goes so deep than to the surface. I could write words and words and words of how I feel God has been with me. But words will never be enough. Words will never be enough. So I'm trying to follow God every step of the way, wherever He leads me. I don't even know, do you remember that song that goes, I will go without a mom? You remember that song? Just following God without complaining, without doubting His ability to lead me in the right path. Psalm 16 verse 11. You lead me through the path of life. Take that, because I am choosing to follow God because He is aware of every detail of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. As I say, this is a season finale, and you know, we have to wrap it up. But before I wrap it up, here's my word of faith. The point of me sharing all of this personal stuff is just so you can know that whatever you do matters. And you have to keep finding ways to show up for yourself. You have to choose to love God, to love yourself, and to love all people. It's all we can do. Now, I'm going out for a break, and we'll probably be back in February, so I will most definitely be dropping updates on the website at www.tjm.co.ke and also on our Facebook page, Ale Jesus Mob. Now, shall we say that we'll be seeing each other? Well, I'ma miss you, brothers and sisters. I really will miss you. So, have a happy new year. And enjoy yourselves. So, have a happy new year, loves. And bye. This is Kimani on Mob Radio. Bye bye. Hey yo.